Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The night is clear and warm across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains comfortably mild. In Haifa, expect a pleasant evening, perfect for a stroll. Let's turn to today's headlines. First, Netanyahu faces delicate talks with Trump on Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank, according to Ynet just in. Also, a senior Hamas police official was assassinated in Gaza City earlier today, Israel Hayom reports. Also this hour, Iran-backed Houthis threaten Saudi shipping as Yemen conflict escalates, says the Jerusalem Post. Separately, I-24 News reports a major U.S. attack on Iran is delayed, not cancelled. And finally, from the forward, Trump's new deal with Saudi Arabia shows a challenging path for Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Yanet Global writes just minutes ago about Netanyahu's diplomatic challenges with Trump, focusing on Iran and regional issues. Dan Bermawi posts earlier today, expressing controversial views on Islamic monotheism. Andrew Fox writes that Iran has clear leverage over Trump, in a post from earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's meeting with Trump. Ynet highlights that Netanyahu aims to share intelligence on Iran's activities and voice concerns over Saudi uranium enrichment. He will likely push back against F-35 sales to Turkey. These talks could impact regional security dynamics and Israel's strategic alliances. Turning to the assassination of a Hamas police official. Earlier today, Israel Hayom reported that the head of Hamas's police force in northern Gaza was killed in an IDF strike. This strike comes amid ongoing tensions following recent escalations. The incident could further inflame the situation in Gaza, affecting local and regional stability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports on the escalating Yemen conflict. Iran-backed Houthis have intensified their attacks on Saudi shipping routes. The Saudi-led coalition has responded with airstrikes on missile sites. These developments increase tensions in the Red Sea, potentially disrupting global trade. Separately, according to I-24 News, the U.S. has postponed a major attack on Iran. Despite the delay, the threat remains. This move reflects ongoing strategic calculations by the U.S. and impacts the broader geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. Finally, from the forward, Trump's deal with Saudi Arabia gives them a path to a civilian nuclear program. This development raises concerns about nuclear proliferation and shifts in regional power balances. Israel views this as a setback to its security interests. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that Mobilize stock plunged 15% after Amnon Shashua's resignation, leading to layoffs at Moovit. Separately, CTEC reveals Moovit is cutting 30% of its workforce. This follows Mobilize's strategic shift towards the robotaxi era. And finally, Globes notes that Trump ties a nuclear deal to Saudi Arabia joining the Abraham Accords. This links economic and diplomatic aims in the region. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.